If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we enter into the first weekend of Lent. Let us draw closer to you. Guide us through this very holy time that we may come in through our journey on Easter closer to you, more in touch with those aspects of our lives that you want to embrace and lead us to come to recognize your love in our lives as we share it with others. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today, of course, is Friday after Ash Wednesday, and we've been talking about things to do during Lent. And one of the things I said is looking for a different habit, and I said you don't necessarily have to be talking about something religious, but something that will ultimately affect your spiritual life. But you can also then, there are other things you can do as well. And one of the most important things that has to be done is to be people of prayer. We all know that, and that's essential. So if you don't already do this, I would strongly recommend, and I do this all the time, strongly recommend you have a specific time of day that you can spend time in prayer. You know, if you, even if you're home, and maybe as Jesus said, go into your room, maybe you can spend some time coming home and stopping into the local church. You know, it all depends on what your life is like and what is possible. You can also spend some time in going someplace just to pray. You know, one of the places I've prayed in the past when I've been on the South Shore is to drive down to Nantasket Beach, for those of you who are in the eastern Massachusetts area. And going there at night, or in the late afternoon when it isn't so crowded. There are places you can find at the beach that are very quiet. Another place I would often go as a place to pray is if you go, I think it's called Nantasket Avenue. I think if you go all the way down Nantasket Avenue to where Hull High School is. Nantasket Beach is in the town of Hull. All the way to where Hull High School is. And you come to that peninsula there, and the edge of the water right near where the commuter boats come and go. And that was always a great place to pray. Funny story there is Hull High School is right there. And people say, well, what a great place to go to school, because it's right on the water on this peninsula at the end of what ultimately is I guess it's still called Nantasket Avenue, all the way down the end. So it's surrounded by water, and you know, and people have told people from Hull High School what a great place to go to high school, and they don't know. And I remember someone saying no, and they were like, why? Why would you say that? It says, when do you go to high school? And you go from September to May. Well, that means January, February, December, March, when it's the worst time to be on the water. So they said no. Pardon me, my voice is still having issues because of COVID. Remember, I'm recording all this in one day, so it's not like I have 5 days of COVID. So just fine. I'm still under the quarantine as I record this. I'm out of the quarantine when you're listening to this. So, and anyway, yeah, they said, no, that's not the best time to be on the water. And sure enough, I mean, it's surrounded by Boston Harbor. It's a beautiful place. But as you can imagine, being there in February might not be a great thing. I bring that up is, yes, there are things that you can do to pray and experience prayer and do it in places like that. One of the things I have done in the past with a youth group, this was years ago, when it was an extremely cold night, we had a parish van. We took the van you know, we always had another adult in the van. That was always important. We had the parish van, and we went down to Nantasket Beach in the really cold. Why would I do that? So that people had the experiences of being in New England and feeling the extreme cold. You'd only have to do it for a couple seconds, but you'd know what it was like. And this is during a time, which doesn't happen as much anymore. I'm not going to go into the reasons why. But when it would be so cold that even the seawater would be frozen in certain parts, I mean, that's cold. And, you know, just say this is to experience that, to know, yeah, this is this area. And, you know, they always found that that was always exciting, really important. So different things you can do. Well, I bring that up for a reason in light of that really cold thing. Maybe you don't want to do that in February, but maybe you want to go find some place that is really out in the wilderness and go to pray there. That's a great idea, to go out and pray. So really something to do out in the wilderness. Hey, I'm going to begin a project here in Lent, and what I'd like you to do, speaking of prayer, is to do me a favor. We're looking into our experience here on the radio. And so what I'd like you to do is to pray that we grow in our radio audience and we grow in our podcast audience. We've been on the air for a few years, and that has helped us to develop our voice. And that's important at St. Anthony Parish. So what I'd like you to do is maybe add us to an intention of your rosary, add us to an intention of your mass, an intention at the Lord will bless this radio broadcast, this podcast, that more people may gain fruit from it, and the Lord will also show us the path of how to continue in this podcast. So I'd like you to ask you to do that, if you would, and I'd really appreciate that. And do keep in mind, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock Mass every single Sunday. So keep that in mind. That's our chanted Mass. So we're back. So we're talking about this powerful reality of this message of Lent, doing something else for Lent. So doing something adventurous in that sense, I guess, in your prayer, going someplace in prayer, in praying. Now, another place I used to go to pray, and I haven't done it as much because of Lyme disease. I don't have Lyme disease. I don't want Lyme disease. So I'll admit I haven't done that. But that doesn't mean if you like to go out in the woods that you may not want to try this. And there, you know, I could still go back there. There is a certain way to dress if you're going out in the woods, and that is with your socks tucked in, long sleeve shirts, and making sure you check to make sure your pants tucked in, your socks, I should say, making sure that you are covered enough that you don't get any ticks. One of the reasons why I stopped is I did get a tick. This was a long time ago, and my eyesight without my glasses isn't all that good, and I couldn't see that I had a tick because of my eyesight, and I happened to be going to see the doctor, and he found the tick, and I'm like, uh-oh. So he gave me antibiotics in case there was Lyme disease, and it turns out there wasn't, to the best of my knowledge. But still, if you happen to go out in the woods, there's a great place to go to pray, and that is at Glastonbury, it's down the street from Glastonbury, at Wampatuck Strait Park. You follow the road all the way to the end, the main road. Park your car, go, if you have your headlights facing out of the park at that end of the road, go to the path on the left. You follow that around, that'll lead you into a great meadow. And if you walk to the left through that meadow, you will come down to the reservoir that's in Wampatuck. And that area, there's a tree there. It's a wonderful place to pray. Again, being careful of Lyme disease, but that's a wonderful place to pray, and that's something to think of as well, just going someplace to pray right there. There's a fascinating story I have, which maybe someday I'll tell during Lent. I won't tell it right now, of a very powerful experience of prayer when I was very outspoken. But that's a great place to pray. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story that you may be fascinated by. When I was a hermit, I discovered that if you quiet yourself down, If you go someplace and quiet yourself down, and really kind of relax and, you know, calm yourself down, you start to discover the nature that's around you, that is always there, that you don't necessarily see. And I'm not talking about flowers, which you always see. I'm talking about the insects. And what happens when you calm yourself down and you sit in a meadow like the meadow that's there at Wampatuck, you will suddenly realize that you are in the middle of an insect superhighway. They're constantly going back and forth, but you don't see them because they're there. And it's a fascinating experience to realize how much life is around you that you don't see. But if you calm yourself down, you have to do a special breathing that slows your breathing down and everything else. And all of a sudden, you will start to see you are literally in the midst of an insect superhighway. They don't bother you, you don't bother them, and bam, they're going back and forth between whatever they're doing. And it's again a fascinating reflection of how much life is around you and how much God is the God of life and how much God is the God of bringing everything to life. And so that we as Catholics are called to be people who celebrate life, who bring life, which is why we are pro-life. But pro-life is so much bigger than just one issue, which obviously we stand against abortion, but it's realizing that God is the God of life. And so we bring that together, and that can be have its tremendous effect on everything you do. And I learned that as a hermit, when you learn to quiet yourself down and suddenly you realize that there was just so much life going around you that is always there, but you don't notice it because you're busy doing things. And so that's a little exercise you can do. And well, I did that many times over at Wampatuck State Park down there. Well, those are some ideas. We're going to talk more next week. And in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. Know that you have a standing invitation to our chanted mass, which is the 10 o'clock a.m. mass every single Sunday. And have a blessed first Sunday of Lent. We'll see you on Monday.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out catholictv.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.